Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, live from Taco Bueno at 1528 Brown Trail in Bedford. And you know, it is right off the highway, too. So you just pull off and then you get on, turn right into the, there's like a little gas station, and then you're right here at the Taco Bueno. And Kevin, this might be the largest parking lot in a Taco Bueno that I've ever seen in my life.
Which we might need. But also, yes, don't you think we did such a great job with that interview?
Dude, we crushed it. We crushed that thing together.
Really? It was equal parts you and me.
I want everybody to know out there that Kevin did send me some questions and I used them. All right. So
did they not hear me ask them?
It was a
you didn't hear me ask those questions.
You know what? Let's ask our Dallas Cowboys insider Mickey Spagnola. Brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how did you think Kevin did during that interview?
Yeah, I thought he did great. All I could think of is, do I have to do this whole thing like Jerry with Corey?
I mean, Jerry said I might have a pessimistic and forked tongue. He's not wrong about that, though. He is not wrong about that.
So did you save your voice for me? You couldn't spend it on Jerry?
Yeah. How do you think that's going so far, Mick?
You might want to get some warm liquid in your throat to help out, huh? Some tea, maybe?
Why would you say it like that, Mickey?
Because he wants to win Masterpiece of the Week. I've already told you. Mickey, this is going to be an interesting weekend as, you know, the Monday night game sets up. What's the kind of lay out that plan this weekend and what they're hoping to see from some of these other guys as they're trying to get them prepared for some of them their first game?
Yeah, they'll have another practice today. Looks like they were going to have a walkthrough before the practice, and then light practice on Saturday, take off on Sunday afternoon for Vegas. So I think that, you know, if you look at the injury report, if guys that are limited that weren't practicing last week, like Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson, were at least limited, I think that's a good sign that probably those guys should be ready to go. I sort of hate seeing Tyler Smith still listed as limited, which means he's still dealing with something, and they don't need that, right, to get this offensive line back going. So I would think, you know, from a guard and tackle deal that they've got to get TJ Bass getting ready to, you know, potentially step in if needed, and Nate Thomas to potentially step in. So if you get those guys going and knowing you're going to add the guys you traded for and the guys coming off the injured reserve list, you know, I think that bodes well for being closer to, you know, full speed than you had been over the last couple of weeks.
And Revel was full. Is there a chance he's going to play?
Well, the way Schottenheimer answered the questions yesterday, it sure sounded possible that he gets out there and does something. I mean, he kind of went on and on about at one point, you know, he talked about how his speed and length jumps out at you. And he said, I don't think it will be too big for Savon. So, you know, I talked about playing press man that jumps out and his ability to compete at the cornerback position. So I'll be interested to see. I don't think he gets like a handful of snaps, but maybe they get him out there in some situations. I was thinking that he probably would need another week and then be ready to go for the Sunday before Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving. But it sure sounds like, you know, they're practicing them hard. And I think maybe we find out more about that today when they work out.
Mickey, I know this offense has at times looked electric, and then at times you're like, huh, okay, well, that was different. The red zone, for me, I felt like when you get in the 5-yard line area, you're like, okay, we just run it. I'm always like, just run it 3 straight times. And I know that that's not necessarily the case, but this red zone hasn't been as effective as I think they'd like lately. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and not so much the red zone, meaning inside the 20. I'm talking, and I'm sure you're referring to inside the 10. When you get into goal-to-goal situations, you can't be kicking field goals. I'm sorry. Especially with this offense, you've got to figure out a way to score touchdowns. And that's come back to haunt them in these last 2 losses. The inability, you know, you're at the 5, you're at the 4, you're at the 3, you're at the 7, and you're kicking field goals. You're not scoring touchdowns. They got they'll have almost 2 weeks to figure that out. So that's got to be better if you're going to be a high-scoring offense. You know, move right down the field, get inside the 10, and then you come away with 3 points. That can happen if you have designs on winning games.
So the only field goals you want to see are from 70.
From 40 or more, okay?
Okay.
How's that? Right. Does that sound good?
All right.
Yeah, I have taken on the Nate Newton approach, and in that the only time I ever want to see a field goal kicker is if it's just to win a game. Other than that, let's try and score a touchdown and get our extra point. And that really does, Mickey, come from the mindset that he talks about that those players had, which was if we didn't score a touchdown, we failed on that drive. And
ask Dak that question, and he'll tell you the same thing. You know, his mindset is no matter where they start the drive on the field, the goal is to score a touchdown. It's not just to move the ball or, you know, pile up some yards and make it look good. It's to score and score touchdowns. And, you know, that's his goal and that's his mindset every time he has a possession. So, yeah, absolutely. And they got to get back to doing so now, playing this game, the next game, and Thanksgiving, because as I've said, for them to potentially make a move, they got to win 2 of these next 3 games.
The Cowboys' opponents are converting 52, almost 53% of their third downs right now. That is, it's not very good in the NFL. As a matter of fact, it could be the worst.
It is the worst.
As a matter of fact, it is the worst, Mickey. What are they doing? What can they do differently? Is it just the players on the field that are going to make that difference there?
Maybe play better on first and second down.
You know what? You got a really good point, because if you give up 6 yards on first down, you've already put yourself behind.
Yeah, or and then 3 yards, and then it's 1 yard on third down. So I think the game that really threw it off, it was Denver, right? Because at one point in the Denver loss, the Broncos were 7 of 9 on third down. Now, I think they ended up finishing 9 of 13, maybe, something like that. But 7 of 9 in one half. So, got to be better. And a lot of those were kind of distant third downs, and they were giving up big plays. And so, that's got to be better. But you know what that comes down to, right? You're asking how to fix it. Get pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Get in their face. Don't give them the time of day in the pocket to look around and say, oh, I'm going to throw it to that guy, right? You got to force the action. And if you can do that, then you got a better chance of stopping them from converting on third down.
Well, who is this Cowboys defense's best pressure player right now?
The best pressure player? Most consistent?
Yeah. Yeah, the most consistent one for this team at the moment.
Well, the guy that jumps out to me as being consistent, it may not turn out in stats, has been Ezeraco. I think he has really come on. Yeah, and I think he's been consistent, at least getting pressures. Now, does it change when you get a big guy in the middle like Quinnen Williams? Does that help out everybody else? I think so. Osa's been pretty good on pressures. He just hasn't turned them in to sacks, he and Solomon Thomas. So I think that rotation of those guys with adding Williams to the mix, along with Kenny Clark, you got four guys, I think, at defensive tackle that you can sink your teeth into. And that, they hope, would help the edge guys do a better job consistently. Clowney's come on in the last game or so. Now, can he continue to improve and get to the quarterback and set the edge while you're trying to get the quarterback? And I think that's one thing also that needed to improve with the defensive ends.
Yeah, it's such a huge responsibility on setting that edge, but also being able to try and get the pressure at the same time. It's like sometimes we did take DeMarcus Lawrence a little bit for granted.
Right.
I'm not blaming you, Kevin. All right.
I'm not the only one.
But that sometimes,
and
you know, those players
either,
that can.
Okay.
That is true. Now, Mickey, Jake Ferguson had a stretch where he had, what, 6 touchdowns in like 4 games, and then he hit the Denver 1 target, no catches. That was a rough one for him, too, overall. Do you think that was just kind of a blip? Because, I mean, he got back to the catching world whenever they played Arizona. Was that a little bit of a blip? Is he doing okay?
Yeah, I think he's fine. I think sometimes you got to look at other factors. It's not just him going out in the pass pattern. It's how the coverage is unfolding, where the play calls are, what they're asking him to do, helping out in maybe pass protection a little bit more if that's leaking. Mm. And then look at the pressure Dak's been under these last couple games. And when he doesn't have time in the pocket to look around and find your tight end, then the tight end's production is not going to be what you think it should be or what they're hoping for it to be. So to me, the whole thing in this offense, and I've said it all week, is that offensive line has to play better. It's got to be able to not only protect Dak a whole lot better. I don't want to see him running 5 times a game because those aren't called runs, right? He's running to avoid sacks. And Javonte Williams, and I can't remember if we said it here or I did it on my podcast, but at one point he was on pace to rush for 1,500 yards. Now he's on pace to rush for 1,300 yards just a couple weeks later. Now what does that mean? Did he forget right. how to run, or there's nowhere to run? And I think that's been a problem with the running game.
Well, Mickey, we really appreciate your time. You're off the hook for a prediction today.
Till Monday.
But Monday, if Kevin has his voice back.
Yeah.
If Kevin has his voice, then on Monday you will absolutely have to be ready. So I know
maybe
you don't ever care about it. But
I should go roll some dice and see what the numbers come up, and then I'll get you a score.
I love it.
I do, too.
I love that. Thank you very much, Mickey. Really appreciate your time, man.
Good to be with you guys. Good luck there, Kevin.
Man, you know what? Alec, if you can just do me a favor and pull that, just pull that for the future, because I do think that that's going to be useful down the road, Kevin, where we just have Mickey drop going, good luck there, Kevin.
Right now.
You do? Hey, man, listen, everything's going to be fine. CA just walked in the door, and he is, everybody's turning around looking. He's going to be hopping on.
He went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So that's a weird time to call.
Hey, dude,
out.
Sometimes, yeah, sorry about that. But let's go ahead and drop this in real quick, Kevin. The Rangers, I just saw a moment ago, and I wanted to get a quick conversation on this. The Rangers, they say that they're going to be dropping their payroll from 240 to 200 million. I think Chris Young has talked about this.
He has, but did you see the very next thing that Chris Young said? He said, our payroll will be in a place where we can be competitive.
Okay.
So, like, if you're looking for, like, the front office to be like, well, we couldn't compete, he personally is like, no, no, no.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully.
But that is a big deal. That's actually better than I thought it would be, and it leads me to believe that Seager ain't going nowhere.
Well, and the other thing, too, it kind of, I mean, I'm not questioning. All right,
I love
Chris Young has done, giving us, you know, a championship. But I'm not questioning. But last year, all season, he was like, "I think we can compete." When does the trust change? With that, you know, this off season, what they're trying to put together, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because they deserves that. They, you know, with the Cowboys, they're going to have to earn it from me. Chris Young's earned it; he deserves it. This new manager, this whole team's going to have a lot of work to do to gain my trust back.
Okay, I just want to warn you then, they're doing a soft reset. Like, they're not going to call it rebuilding. They're doing a soft reset, man.
Yeah.
You know it, and so do I.
And you know what? We're about to do a hard reset right
thank
now as
God.
Chris Arnold will join the show and finish out the day with us. Thank you very much, CA. We'll get to that next. But coming up next, it is AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus how Victor Wembanyama ties into the question of the day next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin. I got Chris Arnold
Hello.
Joining us here in just a few moments. We are we're engineering the crap out of this show. I just want to tell you that right now. Thank you very much. We are live from Taco Bueno in Bedford, 1528.
There are a lot of people here.
1528 Brown Trail. Go ahead and come on and add more people to this. As you said, this is the biggest parking lot that I have seen at a Taco Bueno, and as you said, we might need it today.
And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Can I apologize if I have not engaged you in not you, but the other people? I'm not ignoring people. I just stink at talking. Which is important for this job.
I think a lot of people, they listen to you every day. Go ahead and text in 877-881-1053. Text in your thoughts about Kevin. Good, bad, whatever.
Please
it is,
don't text in the bad. Right,
whatever it is you think
save
about
that.
Kevin. Okay, you know what? Save it. You know, try to be a little nice to him. But I think you've done a good enough job over your time. All right, of gaining some goodwill with some people out there. All right.
I drank a whole bunch of tea on the way to work. I hate tea. It's the worst drink in
he
the
does.
World.
He does hate
it's
tea.
It's the worst.
He says it tastes like Texas dirt, and I'm always.
I might rather lick dirt than drink that tea again.
But I will also say this, Kevin. You know, think about all those times that people texted in the show, and you told them that they were better than you. For things
that's
they
true.
Did. Now, also think about the times that they texted in the show and you said you were better than them, and how many millions of people you said you're better than.
I'm just saying, if you come in hot with insults, don't be surprised if I fire back.
So Kevin's going to stick around a little bit today. He said, "Is it okay if I sit here?" And I was like, "Yes, it's perfectly okay." So once we get things rolling here, but right now it's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it.
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 877-881-1053. That is, I got you, Kevin. I got you. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. And how the question of the day ties into Victor Wembanyama, you will hear after we get some responses, and we might have time to tell you also about the next potential celebrity-turned-boxer that I think will definitely turn some heads. We will get
Alec,
to that. Yes.
Can I also get your response to Mickey saying, I just needed some hot liquid
in warm liquid
my
down
throat?
Your throat.
He did that on purpose, right?
I've been saying this for weeks, if not months. He is in on the bit. He wants to win Masterpiece of the Week every single week. And I like it. Mickey's a winner. So I respect it. I really do. He knows what he's doing. So.
Kevin, I mean, right here from the 903, Spags is back, hashtag masterpiece. So, yeah, as we always say.
And then somebody said they hated my voice, and I said, right now or usually? And they go, no, right now you're okay. That's hurtful.
Jeez. Oh, man. I like it. Oh, I like it, though. You know, whenever you have friends like this in DFW.
Who needs enemies?
Exactly.
That's right. We're going to lead off here with the National Day Calendar, though, because, you know, all the things that you should be knowing in life. It's National Seatbelt Day, so I guess that's Kalen Carson's birthday, since we call him Seatbelt in the locker room. I would just assume, no, it's actually from the Governor's Highway Safety Association, I guess. From there we go to National Family Pajamas Day.
No.
Dude, hold on.
I wish I could be appropriately mad.
Every single year. I've never, this is actually, I always used to wonder, do people go out and buy pajamas to sleep in? Because I don't sleep in pajamas. Oh. I don't sleep in clothes.
I'm aware.
Oh. But back in the 60s and stuff, they always got into bed in some sweet looking pajama set.
Yeah.
And I was like, do people actually like go out? No. What they do is the wife buys family pajamas and then you just keep them for the entire year. And that's what happened with me. I have now like 8 sets of family pajamas that I have in a drawer. And I'm like, I got them. But she loves it. And I do it because I have to.
Do you ever wear them outside of holidays?
Yeah, when it's cold. So during during the winter I do because they're long. And I'm like, you know, I can wear, you know, sweats or I can wear these and they're comfortable. But I never wear them outside of the house.
As you shouldn't. And finally, National Pickle Day. It is National Pickle Day. So shout out to those who celebrate.
I love. Hold on. Do you not celebrate?
Pickle Rick?
Nah, I'm indifferent. Like, I'm not a big fan.
Okay.
But I don't hate them.
What is your favorite thing to put pickles on? Because, Kevin, you'd hate pickles, I believe.
In your tea.
Agreed.
I love sliced pickles. Just give me a pickle. I'm happy. I'm a happy kid, man.
Okay.
And also, my whole life growing up, when the Cowboys were playing bad, my dad would go get a pickle and start eating it, and then they'd turn around and start winning. And the other this year, I can't remember which game it was, I was like, it's time to get a pickle. And I went and got a pickle, and the Cowboys won. So things are good.
Oh,
I'm going to save that as a drop for any time the Cowboys win. time to get a pickle. I like that. Guys, the question of the day today is going to be, it's very specific, but there's a Wemby story that ties into this that I think Kevin specifically is going to like. If you could sit down with any athlete and pick their brain and get their advice for a day, who would you want to talk to? 877-881-1053. And you could get advice about anything, about life, about business, about money, whatever. But if you could have a very successful athlete sit down with you for a day and just pick their brain, who would it be?
Ndamukong Suh. Because he was really good. He also had anger issues, and he's close to Warren Buffett. I feel like he would have amazing stories to tell.
And that's the thing about his his style is, he not just close to Buffett, not like a friend. He got advice from Buffett.
Yes.
He got financial information from Buffett, and then he turned that around and started investing himself. And, I mean, remember there was an episode of Ballers where he had a restaurant in Florida somewhere in Miami.
I forgot about that show.
Yeah, it was a fun show, man. It was fun. And I think that's a brilliant one because, A, maybe he can say, hey, go ahead and take this number call Warren if you want. Or
that'd be cool.
Maybe he's just like, hey, I got plenty of financial advice for you. That's a great option.
Do you think
there,
Chris
man.
Knows Warren Buffett? He knows everybody.
Chris knows everybody. So, yes, he probably has Warren Buffett in his phone.
As soon as I said that, he's trying to pull something
up
on his phone.
He probably has Jimmy Buffett's number.
He's going to tell me a story.
He probably has Warren Zephon's number. Like, he has every phone number in the world. And he's looking at me like, I do. I got you. I think that Ndamukong Suh. Now, would you ask him any football stuff? Like, do you have thoughts on?
I would want to ask him how he felt about getting cheated out of the Heisman. And probably that Big 12 championship game. But other than that, I want to know other stuff.
So, for me, Alec, like, I had the chance to be around when Parcells was here. And that was really, like, that was really interesting to hear his press conferences. As genuine as Brian Schottenheimer is and as thoroughly entertaining as he is, Bill Parcells was like, he commanded a room.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was out of fear, you know, because he would he would belittle you or whatever. He called me out one day, and I told him the truth, and he was like, "Well, I guess I can't hate you for doing your job." And I was like, "Oh my God, that was awesome." But I think it would probably be Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson, like he managed a certain way. He managed the football team a certain way. He had the highest of high successes, like the highest of high. Now, do I know every story that about the Cowboys? Probably. Well, I want to know more about Miami.
Yeah.
I want to know more about what he was doing, not with the Dolphins necessarily, but whenever he was in college and coaching those guys and you know, the recruiting process of that, and then X's and O's of football. Because he who told us the story? Is it Babe that told us the story about how people were – somebody said something about coaching defense and offense, and then Jimmy Johnson started jotting down plays on a napkin to show that he could coach offense too. And he was like, I can do all of this stuff.
What about Rodman? He went to North Korea.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I'm totally serious.
He did go to North Korea. Yeah. No, that would be a really good
– He's got to have some stories, man.
Dude, he played with Jordan and Pippen. He observed that.
You know, the bad boy Pistons.
Doesn't it seem like he's been quiet about what he observed over that time, too? He doesn't talk a lot about it.
He might. That might be for good reason.
He might
have
all the secrets too. You know.
And they were like, "Hey, we got lasers pointed everywhere, like Squid Game. You keep your mouth shut."
And you know, hold Carmen Electra.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Then Cindy Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I didn't know that.
I do believe, I think there was a moment where Let's they see. Were, like, he pulled his pants down, and he was wearing some underwear.
Dear.
And she said something, and he was like, I mean, that is why they call me the worm. And I laughed, gosh. And then All I was right. like, hold on, what's happening right now?
Holy so, cow.
I'm asking the same thing, Corey. I'm asking the same exact thing.
And Madonna.
Uh-huh. Yeah, dude, he was, he lived a life.
Okay. Yeah, it was a life in history, that's for sure.
Okay.
From the 682, I actually kind of like this because I feel like he would have a lot to say. Luke Kuechly, a very, very intelligent person. Who
is he coaching right now?
I think he is. Yeah, he's coaching high school ball, I want to say.
Yeah, he is.
And he's a guy that he's just so smart. Like when I think about true field generals that have played in the NFL on defense, he's one of the first names that comes up, so I feel like he would have so many interesting perspectives and stories to tell. From the 469, Drew Brees, I think that's a good one, too. From the 903, Dak Prescott, no doubt. But from the 817, Steph Curry, not only do I like his career path, but also his personality and his business decisions. So you could cover a lot of bases there. Which, some big news yesterday, he's opting out of his shoe deal, so he's going to be a shoe free agent. Yeah. That's a massive deal. So just imagine what kind of payday he's going to get when he goes to another brand. That's going to be intriguing to see. From the 940, Emmett Smith, because he's my hero. So I'm guessing that's Zach Wolchuk texting in.
Emmett's fun to talk to. Like, as much as I enjoy talking to him, I know I kind of have a good feeling of what he feels because of their success and the way that they look at this thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've ever gotten as much joy of watching a running back as I did watching him run.
I don't know if I've gotten as much joy out of life as when Emmett was drunk off his ass at the Super Bowl and autographed a bottle of tequila for me. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's one of those things that one of those stories that you got to repeat at parties and stuff. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Or on air.
And that works too. Over 100,000 watts. Why not?
Not bad.
From the 972, we'll wrap up with this one. Nick Saban, he seems to know success in life pretty well, and I would agree. And I would also like to ask how much he really hates taping those TV commercials that he does, because he does not seem like he wants to be there. And
does he know success, or is it Miss Terry that knows all the success?
His wife.
Yeah,
right?
He just gives all the credit to her all the time, and that's probably you know what. That's probably the smart thing to do.
And one of my favorite videos ever is just from a couple days ago when Miss Terry surprised him for his birthday with the birthday cake, and he was like leaned back in his recliner, and she just goes, "Get up." And he sits right up. I'm like, yeah, that's a man that knows where he is supposed to be and where he stands in life. I like
that. That is an absolute fact.
Guys, I pose this question of the day for the amusement of Kevin Hagland. Victor Wembanyama was obviously they play the San Antonio Spurs play at the Frost Center, Frost Bank Center, and they had a couple of celebrity guests there sitting front row and doing some media stuff. One of them was Arch Manning, which, you know, at the time of this event, the seventh best passer in the SEC. Cool, I guess. But who he was really intrigued to speak with was the man that is known as the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. The former WWE World Heavyweight Champion and the 54-year-old Olympic powerlifter was in the building and speaking with the team, speaking with fans and whatnot, and Wemby wanted to talk to him. And when asked why he wanted to speak with him, he said, you know, growing up overseas, he didn't really watch American football or anything, so he didn't know the Manning name super well until he got over here. So he's like, yeah, it was cool to meet Arch and talk to him, but I heard growing up the name Mark Henry a lot, so I wanted to talk to him. And he said that he actually got some weightlifting and strength building advice from Mark Henry. So I'm convinced that Wemby is just trying to collect all the Infinity Stones at this point. Like, he became a monk during the off season. He's talking to the world's strongest man, a former Olympian, to try to learn how to put on lean muscle and to build upon his frame that is well over 7 feet tall. Like, he's doing everything he can to try to be a walking superpower. And I appreciate it.
And he's doing it well, too.
Like, he's doing it very
growing and developing, like, at the right pace.
We need to get Mark Henry back on the show.
To talk about that.
And And other things.
Like yeah. what? Name a thing.
Well, he loves Texas football, so probably that.
Okay. I think he likes the Texans, too.
Oh, okay. Oh. There you go.
Oh, no. Tough for him. And a couple of things before we get on out of here, which I think the Wemby thing is just objectively awesome.
It is.
Some Mavericks news. Sham Sharania reporting that Derek Lively is going to be returning to the lineup tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers. In case you missed that news, he's been out since October 26th. And then I've been teasing this for you guys, a potential new celebrity turned boxer, and her name is Sydney Sweeney.
What?
Yes.
Oh, didn't she do in a boxing movie or something,
yes.
too?
Yeah, no, it already came out and it bombed.
Yeah, it's been terrible. The movie Christie has not done great numbers, but the 27-year-old actress has said in an interview recently with Sportscasting that she is willing to do a one-off boxing match for charity. So,
well, she needs to fight Ruby Rose, who's talking crap about her being in that movie. I'd watch that.
I would watch that, too. That would be the most random thing of 2025 if they could pull that off.
Yep.
Ruby Rose and Sydney Sweeney in a boxing ring. At that point, the sport of boxing can never surprise me at that point if that happens. We've already got the Paul brothers involved. We got other celebrities trying to get involved. If I get Sydney Sweeney in a boxing ring, nothing can surprise me at that point.
That would be awesome. All right, that's great stuff there, Alec. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for some gridiron gravy before starting the second half of the season. What do you think the Cowboys' final record is going to be? We do it next here on The Fan. We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagland. And we do have Mr. Chris Arnold joining us now on the KNC Masterpiece. CA, how's it going, man?
Got you down. Glad
there
to be here.
There he is.
What up, Bedford?
This is going to help Kevin just a little bit, as Kevin is not sick. He's not sick. His voice just does not work the way it typically does. So you're not getting the typical 13-year-old boy sound that you would get most days.
It's not better.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair.
So here we go. But we'll get this thing rolling right now. And, yes, we are in Bedford right now, 1528 Brown Trail, right off the highway. So come on by and say hello. You can enter for your opportunity to win. We got, I think, what, 8 of the Steins left is about 8. All right, give or take. He said 6-7, something like that.
Here comes the lunch crowd.
No.
Get ready.
And here comes the lunch crowd for sure. We also got some whole lot of platters that you want to be chowing down on, and we got some party boxes. And, Kevin, Hot Wheels Monster Truck tickets for this weekend. I believe that's Saturday.
So can I tell you a bizarre fun fact?
Yes. Uh-huh.
My wife really wants to go to a monster truck rally.
Does she really?
Yeah, she was like, every time I see the commercial, it looks awesome.
That is
so
cool.
I might try to win those.
Well, and I think, see, have you seen the Hot Wheels builds that they have on these things,
yes.
on these trucks?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, they are awesome looking. Mm-hmm. And I took Avery to like a monster truck rally at AT&T when he was really little, and he loved it. Like, he absolutely loved it. But Carter, I never have gotten a chance to get him to one, so I'm going to have
to. Feels like he would like it the most with the destruction and whatnot.
And he loves Hot Wheels.
Right.
So, CA, whenever he plays football games, he asked for one thing. He said, Dad, if we win, can I get a Hot Wheel? So I went out and bought a box of Hot Wheels last year, and they won the whole season. So I had 4 left over. I still had to buy more. They won more games this year. So it was fun, though.
When you guys were small kids, did your mom and dad ever spank you with Hot Wheel tracks?
No, but I used to beat up my sister with them.
Man.
So
it's like either get a Switch or get the Hot Wheel tracks.
Uh-huh.
You
yeah.
did something wrong.
Yeah.
See, either that or I thought you should always lay out a path of Legos, and that's your punishment. Is like
walk.
You have to walk to your room.
Yeah. Walk across there, and you're going to be okay. All right, right now it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Dip it and rip it, and we will start, Kevin, before the start of the second half of the season. What do you think the Cowboys' final record will be? Now, I've maintained CA this entire season. I went through the record, I went through the schedule, and I put everything together, and I have a little spreadsheet of the Cowboys' win-losses, and I put them at 9-7 to end this season. And
that's not enough games.
Yeah, 9-8. I'm sorry, 9-8 to end this season. Currently, after the Cardinals game, I had them at 4-5. So I already had them at 4 and 5. So if it was not for the tie, they could be at 4 and 5 right now. I think I have a real good idea of what this team is. I still have them at 9 and 8. I think they can still finish this season out with a 9 and 8 record.
I like the way you broke that down and project.
Mm-hmm.
Before the season started, everybody's doing their projections before the season even starts what the record's going to be. I said I think they're going to be 8 and 9, and I have no idea what that's going to mean for them. I just saw 8 and 9. And then after the Chicago game, I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
They might win 3. I'm serious. I was thinking 3. And then they made the trades, right? And I'm like, okay, it's possible. It is possible that they can win 4. No, I'm just kidding. Well, actually, I'm going to tell you who gave me some hope. Bobby Belt gave me some hope because he broke it down like this on the air. On one morning show, he said, all they have to do is really win one of these three games. You know, the gauntlet of Kansas City, Detroit, and Philadelphia.
Yep.
If you win one of those three and you handle up the other games you, quote unquote, are supposed to win, they could be a wild card possibility. And so I'm like, okay, then maybe they can get back to those 8. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, NFL.com has they had their preseason picks and their updated picks. They're the same. They didn't change at all. They had them beating the Raiders, the Vikings, and the Giants down the stretch here, which would put them at, what, 6-5-3?
Yeah.
6-3 to finish this thing out. And I can see them doing that. The Vikings is an interesting game on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
But this is it's going to be a tight crunch schedule here over the next few weeks. I had them beating the Chiefs on Thanksgiving.
Are you drinking over there?
Well, I mean,
water.
I was just kind of going through my schedule. Okay. They're still going to lose games they should win. That's just the way the Cowboys team is.
It's the NFL.
But this schedule is daunting at times. But none of those teams are perfect either. That's the other thing. None of those teams are perfect at all. Nobody is.
Ask the Texans against the Titans last.
And Minnesota's a great example of that because I'm still not sure how good their quarterback is or how good they are. Yeah. You know?
We don't know.
What about the Chargers? Are they a team that's going to cause problems for the Cowboys, or are we going to get to that point in the season where we'll be like, does it even matter?
I mean, I think the Chargers would have been really good, but, man, they've gone through just brutal top-tier talent injuries.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they have, and across their offensive line.
Yes, yes.
They're down to spare parts at running back, and some people out there in the fantasy world are trading for those running backs.
You know what I always say about football? It's a war of attrition. Whoever is healthiest at the end has the greatest chance to go somewhere.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That is what I'm talking about. And you know, hopefully these new players on this team can provide some sort of spark for them. Aaron Glenn says that Justin Fields running more isn't the answer. He's not a running back, is what Aaron Glenn threw out there. But it's his best quality.
Right.
How do you accentuate a player's best quality without overusing it in the NFL?
You are thankful that you signed a one-year deal, essentially, and move on. I'm sorry, that probably doesn't help you in the short term. I don't know. In the short term, I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know how you can build around that. And the reason I say that, he's not your MVP from the Baltimore Ravens. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's not that guy at all. I remember when Michael Vick was, like, tearing up the league?
Yeah.
Okay, at one point, the Cowboys acquired his wide receiver and back in the day. And I asked him, Peerless Price, I said, hey, what was it like playing with Michael Vick? He said, I love Michael Vick. But guess what? When the play broke down, you don't know what he's going to do.
That's
for real. And so I'm looking at Justin Fields not as a Michael Vick, but if you're a running quarterback and instead of being smart enough to throw it and continue with the play or make the play happen, extend the play, he's just going to bail out and start running too much.
I know this is going to sound weird. Do you think the Commanders might lose by 20-plus points again? They're playing the Dolphins, who just throttled the Bills, and they have lost 4 straight games of 20-plus. If you do, 7-1 on your money right now.
Oh, really? Really?
I know it's the Dolphins, 20-plus? But, like, they've lost 4 in a row by 20-plus.
Well, I mean, Bradley Chubb has been added to the injury report as questionable. It's one man on one defensive line.
Is that why we didn't trade for him?
I don't think so. I think that we just kind of were done with our dealings
at the end
point.
Of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it just didn't come together. I think I think that they're piecing things together in Washington, injury-wise, you know, quarterback-wise.
But Dan Quinn says he's going to start handling the defense now.
Yeah, I don't know.
He should have been doing it from the get-go. In my mind.
Do you think he strategically selected this time once they were through their gauntlet of really high-powered offenses?
So that he could be the hero for this thing? Also, Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart have been ruled out for the Bengals. Bucky Irving, Chris Godwin, and Hassan Reddick are
all ruled
out.
Back, though.
Brock Purdy is back.
When's Burrow coming back?
End of December, probably.
And then Dalton Kincaid is ruled out for the Bills-Buccaneers game. That stinks for Josh Allen. That's one of his best and most reliable offensive targets there. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, man, this has been a fun time already here at Taco Bueno in Bedford. Really appreciating all the Tolos out there. But coming up next, which Cowboys player has been worse than you expected? Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.